Folks, let's begin our meeting. I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. Today is Friday, September 7th. We're in San Luis Obispo. I want to welcome everybody here. Sorry for that brief delay in getting started. Why don't we go to roll call first? Carol?
Thank you. Daniel Press?
Present.
David Hodgin?
Present.
Monica Hunter?
Here.
Russ Jeffries?
Here.
Jeffrey Young?
Present.
Gary Shawcross?
Here.
John Hayashi?
Present.
Les Belker?
Here.
Oh, great. Okay, Mr. Briggs, looks like we have some introductions to make.
Yes, we do. Welcome, everyone. On my left is Lori Oaken from the State Water Resources Control Board and our council. And on my left and right are Gary Shawcross and David Hodgin, who I want to congratulate on being confirmed for another term by the full Senate. So, congratulations. And we have testimony cards available in the back of the room somewhere. Ah, there's Chris Adair, who has testimony cards. So if you could fill those out for the items that you're interested in, we'll know to call your name. That will help. We have some materials that were prepared after the agenda itself was prepared. And we try to send those out to the folks that we know are interested in them. But in case you did not get a copy, I will run through those. And we do have extra copies available in the back of the room. So first of all, on items 14 and 15, which are the two timber harvest items, we have letters, and then we also have our so-called Q&A, question and answer document. It's board member questions and staff answers that affects both those items. On item 18A, which is the perchlorate cases, we have a letter regarding the Olin site. That's from the city of Morgan Hill. On item 23 on Los Osos, we have a letter and an email. And I think that's it as far as the notes that I have here. Right. It's one from Bo Cooper and one from Julie Tacker. It should be in your folder. And let's see. That's it for introductions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.